It's now time for a locker room chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman after a tough 32-6 loss at Riverside. Coach, your thoughts on this one?
A little baffled in some ways, a little let down. I felt like we prepared pretty darn good the week coming into that game. And I felt like we came out a little flat. We got down a little bit. Turnover gave them a short field. They scored. But fought hard, you know. They had to earn it. And then we gave up a punt return in the first half, so they gave it 14-0 at halftime. And then we came out flat in the second half, too. We kind of addressed maybe some effort issues here and there. So back to the grindstone. We kind of going to push the reset button. But yeah, I thought we were going to be a little more prepared for that game. So I was a little disappointed, to be quite honest with you.
Here with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman, and coach, coming off the bye week, having that week off, do you think it kind of maybe affected your kids in a negative way?
Yeah, it very well possibly could have. You know, like I said, I thought we prepared quite well throughout the week. The energy was there. The effort was good all week. And then, yeah, that's a real possibility. You know what I mean? Because we were certainly flat and we couldn't gain any momentum, especially offensively. And, you know, we didn't show a lot of emotion at times either. So just flat. Yep.
In terms of you guys' game plan, do you feel like that was all right, or is there some things, if you go back, would you adjust the game plan or maybe possibly even the preparation in the 2 weeks you had prior to the game?
Yeah, you know, I think, like, hindsight's always 20/20. It's easy to watch the tape of the things you're trying to do, you know, in the game and say, oh, we could have done this, we could have called this play here, there. But, you know, looking back and you know, we spread it a little bit. We tried to kind of put the ball in the air some, and that was certainly part of our plan. You know, looking back, you know, maybe we should have ran the ball a little bit more. But we felt like we were prepared in that aspect, in that dimension of our game. You know, so, you know, like I said, hindsight's always 20/20, but, yeah, it's possible, you know.
We're trying to move on to week 6. We'll talk about Christ Prep coming up next, which is Onega's next opponent. You're listening to Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman ahead of their game against Christ Prep. This will be a home game for you guys, playing it on a Friday. Last year, playing it on a Saturday. And coach, this is kind of an interesting one against a team that doesn't really play in a classification, and they're not really a Acacia team, but they have some pretty good players.
Yes, they certainly do. A big rollover every year to year with those guys. You know, they certainly do have some talent. The running back is a very good player. They have a tight end, Slaggy D. N. That's a heck of a player, you know, and they got some big, strong kids up front, both sides of the ball. They have some speed out on the edge. Secondary is not bad, you know. Linebackers come up. Just all around, they're definitely talented.
And they certainly are. They love to throw it a lot as they played Centralia. That's the only Cajun sanctioned team that played so far. And they put up 32 points on a very good Panthers defense. So what are your thoughts on that sort of assessment? Can you take anything away from that? Your thoughts on the way they've been able to sling the ball around this year?
Yeah, speed. I think the running back in that game had a big day, if I remember correctly, watching that tape. Yeah, they certainly have some speed, and like you said, you know, they kind of run a pro style offense. They'll motion a lot, and they'll spread it out, and they'll get certain, you know, numerous guys involved, jet sweeps and that type of thing, and then yeah, wing it, so they will throw it.
And before we went on the air, we kind of talked a little bit about your guys's spot in districts next year. You guys won't have to play against any non-Cacia sanctioned teams. You guys find yourself in a pretty favorable spot for next year in 2025 as well?
Yeah, the schedule came out. We landed in the other East District, which is, you know, we feel like a little more favorable than we were speculated to go to the South District, which is going to be extremely tough down that way. So, you know, all in all, we were happy to land in that district, and then we have our three league games with Centralia Valley Heights and D West going back to Lindman. So our schedule is set. We're happy about that. Like you said, we won't get that non-sanctioned game. We won't have an open league. So to have a nice full 8-team schedule, and all, you know, none of the games are too terribly far away. So all in all, yeah, we're pretty happy with where we landed.
Yeah, looking to have a improved team next year, getting all those younger kids some very valuable experience this year. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck against Christ Prep coming up on Friday.
Yep, thank you very much.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Holterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.